What time is it? It's interaction time. Get up close and personal with us on a weekly basis. Facebook, LiveLeak, YouTube, emails, Tumblr, Google+, you name it, we offer it. Come, interact with us. Leave your video comments. Let's take a look at what's going on. Interaction. Now, it's time to start with the political side of things, and we're going to start with Ukraine. Ukraine's president-elect says one of his main priorities is to return Crimea to his country's rule. The Kremlin says Crimea is part of Russia and will never be returned to Ukraine. Crimea rejoined Russia in March following a referendum which nearly 97% of the participants voted for the rejoining. Now, before we go to the video, I have a comment. This comment is by Greg. Greg says Mr. Poroshenko is an illegitimately elected president of an illegitimate government. All that he says should be taken into light. Interesting comment? Let's take a look at an interesting video. Let's interact.
A spokesman for the Russian president says Crimea is a region of Russia and will never be returned to Ukraine. Dmitry Peskov's comment come after Ukraine's president-elect Petro Poroshenko said he will bring back overwhelmingly backed independence from Ukraine and becoming part of the Russian Federation. Since then, pro-Russia protesters in several eastern regions have tried to follow the example of Crimea.
My humble advice to Russia, leave Europe under the corrupt and destructive care of the US. One by one, each country will eventually come knocking at Russia's door, begging for help.
Okay, now we're gonna go from the Ukraine and see what's going on in Russia. And there seems to be an interesting, say, shift of power going on, some analysts say. Russia does not need to win the approval of the Western governments as the 21st century is seeing a shift in power from the West to the East, an analyst writes for Press TV. Russia can rise to power with the East. There is no reason for Russia to beg the West for acceptance, Paul Craig says. Now, before we go to Mr. Craig, I have a comment. This comment is from Just Four. I hope the coalition of Russia, Iran, and China will be more practical on the ground to help end the crisis of the Western terrorism in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and the crisis in Ukraine.
You see the situation in Ukraine. The Western country want to get involved to control the situation in the, for the political and the economical. But Russia do not allow them to enter to the area, as Russia is a superpower country in the 21st century in the world.
The only way Crimea will go back to Ukrainian rule again is after the dust settles at the end of World War III and Russia loses the war. But don't hold your breath, Mr. Poroshenko.
Is that what Poroshenko has promised America in exchange for the souls of the Ukrainian people?
You know, sometimes people, countries, groups like to get their hands real dirty and grimy. And it looks like the ongoing clampdown on pro-democracy protesters in Ukraine can be traced to the United States, as its dirty hands are behind the violence in the former Soviet country, an analyst tells Press TV. Steven Lenman, author and radio host from Chicago, says Washington's complicity in the current Ukraine turmoil becomes more evident in the light of deployment of Blackwater-type mercenaries to Ukraine as trained killers to support Kiev's military operation against pro-Russians.
It's time for the US to settle down with Russia and stop Ukraine government from going too far by killing their minorities instead of talking to them.
Now, we're going to go from the Ukraine and the problems there to the United States, and there seems to be a lot of turmoil going on in the Veterans Affairs Department. Eric Shinseki steps down as the Secretary of the Veterans Affairs Department. His resignation comes after a scandal over failures in healthcare for American veterans at the VA hospital in Arizona and other facilities nationwide.
So I will not defend it because it is indefensible. But I can take responsibility for it, and I do.
An inspector general's report released on Wednesday found that military veterans at an Arizona hospital waited an average of 115 days for a first appointment. That's nearly five times longer than the 24-day average the hospital had reported earlier. Up to 40 veteran patients are said to have died while waiting for treatment. Shinseki vowed to make changes to standards and procedures and to hold upper leadership accountable. President Obama says changes needed to be made and defended Shinseki's integrity.
But as he told me this morning, the VA needs new leadership to address them. He does not want to be a distraction because his priority is to fix the problem and make sure our vets are getting the care that they need.
Shinseki, who is 71, said for weeks that he wanted to stay in his position to address major problems. But the call for his resignation grew louder from Republicans and Democrats.
These problems existed when Obama was a congressman and Shinseki was still in the service. Shinseki should refund his salary over the last 5 years. He obviously did not earn it.
Can Uncle Sam be putting the nail in the coffin for its little brother Israel? Any U.S. act of aggression against Iran will sound the death knell for Israel and see war engulfing the United States, a senior Iranian commander has warned. The comment was made by the Deputy Chief of Staff of the Iranian Armed Forces in reaction to recent remarks by U.S. President Barack Obama. Now I have a comment. This comment is by Abu Ali. The Honorable President Barack Obama sees and thinks of himself as Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Jamsey Brown, all rolled in one. He is not. Now give the Nobel Peace Prize, Barack. That's a serious statement by Abu.
That's the only thing the US can do, just bark at Iran. They still have to show they are in control while they are not. US positions are weakening systematically, globally, every day. They've lost their image of leadership, and their lies about democracy have no more listeners around the world. They have dreams of destroying Iran, but this dream will turn into a nightmare if they make any blunders.
Now, from the United States to Egypt, and namely Egypt's presidential election. Egypt's former military chief Sisi has won an overwhelming victory in Egypt's presidential election. State media says he gained more than 93% of the vote that was extended by one day as the result of voter apathy. But the legitimacy of Sisi's victory is being questioned. Now, this specific topic had hundreds of comments. Now, here's one that I chose. What is the difference between Sisi and Mubarak? They are both generals and of military rule. So you know what? Back to zero.
He has won the election and that's final. End of Muslim Brotherhood of Egypt.
What does he know about economy and politics? The guy is a military and probably it will be enough if he can at least keep the country safe from its own self. Egypt needs a technocrat. Someone who knows about finance, economy, business. Otherwise, how could someone who has never run even a corner shop run a state with all its complex needs?
Now, we're going to stick with the election theme, especially presidential, but yet from Egypt, we're going to go to Syria. Now, Syrian presidential election candidate Hassan al-Nuri says Syria has already won the challenge for having a free, democratic, transparent election. He made the remark in an exclusive interview with Press TV. Al-Nuri's presidential campaign slogan is, towards a free and smart economy. Now, let's take a listen to a tidbit from the interview.
I'm an economist. I know what I can do to improve the economy of my country.
Which is a challenging issue right now.
It's a challenging issue, and it's the issue that will be helping Syria to rebuild again.
Yes.
Of course. This is the added value here.
Yes.
I don't have to, I am not anti-Assad. I am not pro-Assad. I am with Assad in his strength. And I am introducing myself when I find weaknesses.
Yes.
And no one's perfect.
Yes.
No one's perfect. We all complement each other at the end. I think I have an economical reform that can be even better than what they're doing right now. I have a very good administrative reform vision, because when you have an administrative reform, you are fighting corruption. You are building a transparency system. You are having an accountability code.
Now we're moving, grooving, and shaking. We're going to keep globetrotting. Now we're going to go to Bahrain. Bahraini authorities have released a predominant rights activist after serving 2 years behind bars for his alleged role in anti-regime protests in the Persian Gulf Kingdom. Following his release, Nabil Rajab said the human rights situation in Bahrain had deteriorated during his term in prison as the Manama regime continues to target activists and human rights advocates.
Well, authorities have released prominent human rights activist Nabil Rajab after serving a two-year jail.